What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we are very excited about today's guest. She's one of our helpsters.
Oh, she's one of our helpsters. She's on our Patreon. She is awesome. She is a Reiki master and yoga teacher and energy worker. She is so cool.
She's amazing. Yeah, we're going to get into that interview in a little bit. But we wanted to tell you that now we're going to be doing an iTunes review every episode.
Yeah, we'll be shouting you guys out. So if you have not done so already, leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars, preferably, with a nice little note.
Yeah, it seriously takes no time at all. And we're, as of right now when we're recording, we're at 1,520.
Wow.
We really want to get to 2,000. Like,
yeah. That's so cool.
Relatively soon.
That's so
it's
cool.
It's not as cool as 2,000, though.
It's not as cool. You know, if we've learned anything from this podcast, it's always want more.
Yes.
Never be satisfied. Keep filling the well.
But yeah, so we are starting today. We're going to be shouting you guys out for your iTunes reviews. So
yeah.
Shall I read this one, Kel?
Definitely. Go for it.
This is from Friday Is Coming. I absolutely love this podcast. If you're looking for hilarity and self-improvement with a side of realness, this is it. If you want to feel connected and you want a pick-me-up, then listen to this. Warning, risk of becoming a better person.
Oh, I love that.
I love it. Thank you so much.
That.
Shout out to Friday Is Coming. You're the best. If you want an opportunity to get your iTunes review read on the show, head over to the good old iTunes section of your phone.
It helps us so much.
Okay, Grandma.
I know.
Right into iTunes.
On your
Send
typewriter.
A letter at the post office.
Don't forget to stamp it.
Yeah. We're just going to plug some of our show dates real quick, and then we're going to get into our interview with Michelle. So I'm going to be headlining the Comedy Underground in Seattle September 26th through the 29th, and then headlining the Comedy Works. I always say the Comedy Works. So just headlining Comedy Works Comedy Club in Denver October 13th through the 17th. You can go to kelseycook.com and get tickets for those shows and many other ones.
Nice. And then you can go to ttomcomedy.com for show dates for me. October 10th through the 12th, I am at the Tempe Improv in Arizona. The 17th through 19th, I am at Levity Live in Oxnard, California. And the 24th through the 26th, I am in St. Louis at the Helium Comedy Club. And I got a couple more weekends. But if you're in Portland, Oregon, you guys, November 10th, I am taping my Netflix special.
Woo!
Yeah. Tickets are available on the Aladdin Theater website tomorrow, the 17th. So if you are in the Portland, Oregon area, or you know anybody who is, please tell them or tell yourself to come to one of those. There's two shows at 5:30 and 8. So
incredible.
That's amazing. And I have two spots left for my Thriving Artist course. I am so excited. I'm going to be launching this in October with a test group first. So if you are interested in joining that, hit me up on Instagram or email me or contact me through my website. And we will set up a 15-minute interview to see if we are a good fit for each other for this. So if you're an artist, if you paint, if you make jewelry, if you knit, if you do stick figures, I whatever, no judgment, whatever you do, hit me up if you're interested in trying to make some money off of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're going to get into our interview now.
Yes. You guys, we have an incredible guest today. She has her own energy business called Vibrate Higher. She does wellness coaching, Reiki, and yoga. And she's one of our listeners and patrons on Patreon. Please give it up for Michelle Lee, everybody.
Those are terrible sound effects. In the flesh.
We really should like get professional sound effects by now.
You'd think 2 years later we'd stop going pew, pew, pew.
No, I like these.
You like these?
Yeah. These are on They're authentic.
They are authentic. Absolutely. So, Michelle, what is your quotable?
Okay, so this is from Danielle Dobie. What is the quickest way for me to disconnect from my source? Comparison. For a large part of my life, I didn't have the healthiest relationship when it came to women. I viewed every experience through the lens of competition and would push aside my power the second I didn't feel worthy of my surroundings. I built a high fence around my heart to keep others out, yet lived in the irony of desperately wanting to belong. Today, I'm still learning what it means to belong to myself and here with you in this very moment. When I get scared, when I feel as though I am sharing too much, I remind myself to stay open, to keep choosing this work, for it's through this space that my vulnerability has created. I have called in some of my most cherished female connections. The best piece of relationship advice I have ever received, find someone you want to do the work with. Our world expands when women show up to be in this work together. Women who unapologetically own their independence, yet still believe that the collective success is just as important and beautiful as their very own. And I just feel like this embodies the work that you all do in that you... All three, I think, understand that your independence and your own success is so important, but you really are rising up a population of people along with you. And not only do I think it's really admirable, your friendship with each other that anyone can see from listening to this show, but the effects that you have on all the listeners, and whether it's women or men or non-binary individuals, like I use the word women loosely, but you really are building profound connections with so many people. And
thank you
so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm such a fan of all of you. And
aww. Thank you. Please keep going.
I'm excited to dig into the topic of Reiki and wellness and energy.
Oh my gosh, me too. So just for our listeners, Michelle gave me a private session last night in my home. It was very lovely and intimate and amazing.
It's sounding a little creepy right now.
I took her straight to my bedroom, and I'm like, this is just the most room in my home. I hope that's okay.
Why does that not surprise me?
Cam has no boundaries.
Yeah, Cam and Maverick hung out downstairs, but I had no idea what Reiki was. I feel like it's something I just haven't really like read about or looked into quite yet. We've been wanting to talk about it on the show, but like I just pictured a lot of like hand hovering we kind of talked about. Yeah. Like, what is this? Is just like waving energy around like in the air. So that's what I was expecting. It was completely different, at least my experience with you. I loved it. You like combined so many different things. And in my experience, it was like a guided meditation and like physical touch. And it was just so many different things and like yoga type of stuff and breathing. So anyway, do you want to just share what the fuck Reiki is? How did it start? Where does it come from? Anything that you want to share about the history and how you do it?
Yeah. So I will describe kind of what Reiki is and then what I call the Michelle Lee version of Reiki is, because this can be a little bit different.
Yeah.
So I, for context, I practice yoga. I'm a yoga instructor. I also have a little bit of history in the healthcare field to have a real love of medicine and that world as well. Nice. So I kind of try to merge all of these different philosophies together, which is why my philosophy is going to look just slightly different. But I brought some notes here to professionalize this process.
Type A for
and,
sure.
Yes. Dr. Usui is who originally found Reiki. So he is Japanese and he was running a Christian school. And essentially the students at the school were saying, you're teaching us how to heal. Or the Bible says you can heal your body and mind. This school is only teaching us how to heal our mind. How do we heal our bodies? So he was kind of perplexed and decided to go on a bit of a quest to find this answer, and used the guidance of the Yoga Sutras. So it still has some connection to ancient yoga text. And he went up on a mountain, essentially, and spent 21 days meditating in prayer, fasting, and was given the power of Reiki. So so they say.
It's always on a mountain.
I was just going to say.
For 21 days.
Down here.
Where all things are born.
Lofty bitch.
Okay, very cool. So it's connected to yoga then.
So there is a lot of connection to yoga. There's a lot of crossover, but also some people have no interest in yoga and still practice Reiki. But the philosophy itself is tied back to the Yoga Sutras, which is the original yoga text. And then essentially it, or Dr. Usui started giving Reiki and healing away for free and recognized that it created this community of beggars, essentially, that lacked gratitude. And they were not necessarily not doing better after he healed them than they were before. So then he really made this connection that to heal someone, you need to connect the mind and the body, which is what yoga is. It's yoking of mind and body. And he was only doing the body work at that point. So he felt, okay, now we need to return to the spiritual practice and make sure we're always doing everything with mind and body.
Got it. I love it. I really loved your approach because you had a very no bullshit approach with me, which I appreciate. You're like, look, this is what I think works. This is what I think is a little too woo-woo for me. Yeah. So you were very much like combining the science and the yoga and everything into one, which I appreciated because I don't know if just like hand hovering around my body would have given me like the same feeling or effect that like you physically kind of touching me in certain places. Maybe it works for some people, but I really, really liked your the way that you combined everything.
Yeah. So traditional Reiki is hand hovering, and there is a lineage of people who are trained and Reiki masters who just hover their hands, and that is legitimate and a great practice, and I think has really curative benefits. Yeah. I think my understanding, this is where Michelle Lee Reiki comes in, the unofficial Reiki, is I connect so many things that I hear about Reiki with things that I've heard about religion, about science, about medicine. And one thing that I brought up with Delaney was there's this doctor who is Larry Dossey is his name. He wrote the book, The Healing Words, The Power of Prayer and the Practice of Medicine. And he essentially went out as a physician and thought that religion was bullshit. He would see people praying with their family members and thought it was total BS and didn't think it worked at all. And then these different miracles would happen. And he'd be like, I have to go out and find, science can't prove what's happening right now. So I need to go figure out if I can find science to either prove or disprove if prayer is working. And when I say prayer, I equate prayer, light, love, all of these things as being identical.
Okay.
Positive thought.
Like meditation.
Positive thinking,
type of stuff?
Meditation, okay. Like intention, just sending, like prayer is essentially just positive thoughts, even though it has a religious connotation.
Right. Got it.
So, and apologies, you know, Larry Dossey, if I'm not, you know, summarizing this properly, but he found a study in Korea in a fertility clinic where they did a triple blind study of women who were struggling with infertility. And the group, one of the groups of women had people praying for them, and they didn't know that they were being prayed for, so there was no placebo effect, and their outcomes were 2 times better than the other group.
That is
weird.
Wow.
That is weird, man.
Wow. whoa, bro.
So then they thought, okay, we have some evidence, a scientific evidence to prove that this positive thought, this prayer, this like love and, you know, joy towards you is working. So they tried to see if they could find if negative thinking affected people. But because you can't wish negative thoughts on people, they did it on bacteria.
I feel that all the time. I do that constantly. Just kidding.
Myth busted.
Kidding. Sorry, Michelle. Go
There's
ahead.
There's one or two ethical issues.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And so they studied bacteria and saw that when people were sending negative thoughts towards bacteria, there was decaying at much more rapid rates than
what?
That is so freaking crazy.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
So this, again, is not technically Reiki, but why I think it makes sense is I've always loved religion and loved just spirituality in general. And I read and connect kind of all the different things in my own way. Mm-hmm. And this is where I see Reiki connecting, is that it ultimately is about positive thinking and spreading love and joy. And it's like in the old days when you'd invite somebody over to your home in like the 1950s and have somebody pray with your family. Yeah. It's like inviting somebody into your space to help you manifest those things that you want in your life. So it's like somebody else's energy sending you love and joy and best wishes to bring along with your own power, like adding basically a little more power to that and helping bring whatever you're wanting to your life.
You're like a power coach. You know what I mean?
I won't say no.
Right to me. Yeah. Like you're coaching somebody on how to take their own positive energy and put it where it needs to go by using your positive energy. Oh, I kind of like power coach. I smell a new business card. I like
it. Power coaching. Good. Yeah, it's kind of like you're like a modern day healer or kind of like shaman adjacent in a way.
I have some dreams of being in the shaman business.
Okay, cool. Because, Michelle had her own music that she brought, which was beautiful. She was like saging at certain points when I was meditating. So there's like different scents that were happening.
Ooh.
And so you got the smells and the sounds and then the touching and then the guided meditation. It was fucking awesome.
I want it. How long are you in town for? I'm serious.
I leave tomorrow. If you have any time in the morning.
Before 10:30, I do. I get a spray tan at 10:30.
I am an early riser, so we can talk offline about this.
I highly recommend. Yeah.
I was dying. I was so bummed that like the timing didn't work out. But
yeah,
I mean, I'll take you up.
It was really nice. I felt very because there was a lot of deep breathing work, which can make you a little lightheaded in a good way. It makes you feel high. Yeah. So I just felt like I was buzzing when you left. I was like, oh my God, this is, I had a nice cup of tea, hung out on the couch, you know, which is very mellow. What else was I going to say? Oh, I have a question about the study with the people who paid or prayed for the group of women.
Mm-hmm.
Were they like in the same vicinity? Was that like praying at home? Was it like, did they talk about like
good
the
question.
Locations?
As I recall, they were not in the same vicinity. And there is a whole, I mean, this gets to a whole nother level, but there's something in quantum physics that's called the entanglement theory. And it's the idea that one person, I'm going to summarize this terribly, I apologize, but like essentially that one person's actions and thoughts can affect kind of like humankind at large. So there so is a pressure. Thought, and this, like, this pulls back into Reiki, where there's a thought that you don't need to be touching, you don't even need to be in the same room to affect somebody's life just by sending these positive thoughts or this positive energy, or if you want to call that the Reiki energy. All of it can be the same, in my opinion, around, you don't need to necessarily be in the same room.
I'm just like picturing like, okay, did they have like pictures of these people that they were like praying at the coffee table? Do you know what I mean? No, group three, send all the positive energy to group three. Or they're like, you know, if they're in the same vicinity, I could see like, oh, the energy of like the human bodies in the next room or something. But yeah, this is, okay, this is fascinating. This is probably for another time, but like, this is very
okay,
cool.
I got one more.
Okay, like, please.
Cool. I hear on my research
this
notes here.
This is so interesting. Yeah,
so in 1994, cool. Gallup did a survey of Americans and asked them how they prayed, and 5% said that they pray for harm for other people. So when we think about...
Oh, shit. I was kidding about this.
Who was admitting that on a site?
I know.
And the fact that you have to admit
Taylor Swift.
Just really out for the bad
blood. Does it count if I sing it?
Yeah.
We can probably assume that number is higher because not everybody is admitting to...
Yes, always. We say that always on this podcast. That like anytime there's a study and it's maybe an unfavorable answer. Yeah, definitely raise that number up. Yeah.
Wow. So when we think about negative things happening in the world, or how to kind of like level up our human experience, I think that you examine that kind of population, like who are these people who are praying or spending their energy negatively, and like
what that effect is,
could have a really profound effect, more so than a number of other things that we are concerned with. Okay, one final
thing.
Dr. Emoto. So Dr. Emoto wrote a New York Times bestseller, The Hidden Messages in Water. And he essentially studied that positive thoughts, sounds, and intentions decreased pollution in water. So he had he had two different samples of water that was polluted, and he did studies on classical music versus rock music, and the classical basically increased the quality of the water. It sounds crazy. I know
about this one.
And then the rock music did not affect it, and then there were again, apologies to this author if I'm summarizing wrong. I am doing really like mass generalizations
here. This is great.
But that when positive thoughts and sounds and intentions and just love was sent towards the polluted water, it decreased pollution.
Wow. Isn't this why you're supposed to like talk nicely to your houseplants?
Yeah.
Like,
help them grow?
Yeah. You're supposed to be like, hey, how you doing today?
How you doing,
you look beautiful. Yeah. Right? Great fern.
That's weird. Meditation with plants is another episode, girls.
Oh my God.
Do we not have even the time today?
Meditation with plants. Wow. You said that like someone who's into puppets and I didn't know. They're like, oh, yeah. You want to hear another episode. Puppets and self-esteem.
Oh my God.
Meditation with plants. Actually, I think that makes sense to me. Because like, isn't like the best place to meditate in nature? I mean, not for me because I got all those spider bites. But...
Yeah, that was a whole new level of anxiety.
Oh, tell me what you were talking about. What is it called? Earth movement or some shit, what you were saying.
Oh, earthing?
Earthing.
Oh,
is that what it's called?
Okay, so this really leads into Delaney's experience. So one thing that I could really feel on Delaney was that she carried a lot of her energy up here and not a lot of energy down in her legs.
Because I'm inactive, you guys.
So that might be part of it. But I felt my recommendation to Delaney was to get out in nature, that you really need grounding energy to bring some of that energy down. And that I felt, again, think it's bullshit, think it's not, take it or leave it. But I felt that nature in particular is going to be a guide for you. Like you will, in times of confusion, if you seek answers out in nature, will gain clarity.
It's the only place I feel like really good is when I'm outside.
Yeah.
Like being inside, I can feel okay. But when I'm outside and like I feel the sun on me and I'm taking a walk with like, no distractions of phones or anything, I feel very good. And that's what I do when I have to like, when I'm too, spiraling up here, I have to force myself to like go take a walk and go outside. So
And earthing relates. Essentially, anybody's going to benefit from being in nature. Earthing is the kind of, I think, Goop branded version. And I think the ancient East Asian terminology would be forest bathing. All of these concepts just keep, you know, regenerating over and over.
I feel like we're in a Portlandia episode. I've never heard these words before. I'm like, oh, I am out of it.
But you were saying to actually like take your shoes off and get barefoot and like stand in the dirt kind of thing, right?
Or get like barefoot lay down. In the land or lay down. Get like skin to skin contact almost with the land to get the energy.
Some of like the happiest memories I have is living in Seattle and playing beach volleyball, because you take your shoes off and you have to feel like the sand in your toes, and I just don't do that hardly ever. And I ooh, that's such a good feeling. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense.
It's hard to do here.
Yeah, I mean, you have to drive to the beach and all this, but volleyball in Seattle, that was so fun. So I want to know, Michelle, how did you feel that you had this gift to read people's energy? Or do you feel that everybody possesses that ability to do that and they're just not tapped into it? Or do you feel like you have a gift for it?
So I think that it is something that everybody can tap into with the proper self-reflection, proper tools, that all of us are kind of on. Let me even backtrack. My greater philosophy of life is that we're kind of on this bell curve of the first section of life is kind of all the shit happening to us. And it's all the lessons and the learnings and trauma. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of hit this point, and people will hit it at different stages, some much younger and some much older. And then it's like unraveling everything. And it's trying to pull back the veils of kind of what has covered up your most authentic self, and trying to break down those realities that you thought were real and maybe you can actually disprove are not real. Mm-hmm. And also like overcoming and digging into anything that has caused you kind of negative energy and negative feelings. So I think as you do that and you're on this trajectory, which can be done through all of these are practices to move energy as well. It's like journaling, self-reflection, therapy, getting in nature, moving your body, yoga. All of these kind of fall under the same umbrella. And that as you proceed through those things and peel back these kind of onion layers, that then you're able to tap into your own inner power more and not only heal yourself, but really become a healer for others too. Mm-hmm. And I think that there are people in life that even when you experience them, or at least for me, when I experience them, that it's like, I can just feel their light, you know, like that it's, you can feel this energy coming off of them. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they have anything that you can't have. It's that they're just, you know, on their journey in a bit of a different place. Yeah. And they've peeled back some of that shit, you know?
Yeah. You have great energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you totally really do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And beautiful eyes that like look into our souls.
I know. I was going to say, it's
like,
guys.
You feel very like present. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You feel very present.
How do you do that?
She's telling us.
Is this going to loop back to the kissing conversation?
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh. Can you answer that, by the way? Because I still would like to know.
We had a weird opening before we started recording today about amount of tongue preferred during making out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Weigh in on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Mine is the least amount of tongue, just so for the record.
I'm middle ground, and Taylor's
I think I'm the most
lot of tongue.
Taylor yeah. is...
New level. Michelle, where do you...
Like, are we talking like slobbering tongue?
No, not like slobbering. That would be gross. But I think like the most tongue you can have without slobbering.
Yeah.
Without
slobbering. I like to be eaten, actually.
I like to be inside of their mouth. It's, I don't know, the Bible,
you
Jonah,
know, he
whale.
He gets to be inside of you. You get to be inside of his mouth.
Right? That's what it is. It's a
okay,
tip
guys,
this
is getting too dirty.
We're off the rails.
We're talking about energy.
We're off the rails.
This is some good energy.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have a question. Yeah. How has all this like healed you or continues to heal you? Is there a certain time in your life that you found this or you needed it more than others or anything that you want to share?
How much time do we have? That's a heavy question. I think that all of this work has definitely been healing and continues to be healing. I think I'm somebody who's always been a seeker of knowledge. I always loved school and just like to learn. And that really, especially in college, went into this kind of spiritual quest. And I think I really wanted to understand religion. I think in a lot of ways, when I reflect back, I think that I felt abandoned by God in a lot of ways. I was raised in a really, by the way, okay, I was raised in Nebraska. You guys talk about that funny bone in Nebraska all the time. That is like less than a mile from my house.
Oh, shit.
So it's a wonderful place. Wonderful. But it's very conservative. There's a lot of heavy Christian values. And I think that it's easy to kind of get into this story of, oh, God is this person. And he should be, if I'm praying hard enough and if I'm doing everything right, it was like the teacher I was trying to please, you know, like I'm going to do everything right and I'm going to pray and I should be getting answers. And then when I didn't get the answers that I wanted, I felt like, oh, well, what's wrong with that? That's a problem.
Yeah.
And so college was really a bit of a religious quest for me where I investigated a lot of religion anywhere from, if you know what like the navigators are, I look to you because I'm like, wait, this is your wheelhouse.
I don't know what that is.
It might
they're
be.
Like,
I mean, Delaney's
they're like
did
the Colorado Springs, you know, evangelical college campus group. It's an intense level of evangelical. You know, I want to go out and convert everyone.
Okay.
But they're amazing and they just want to talk about feelings and hug and, you know, like talk about philosophy. They were great. But ultimately, philosophy did not resonate with me. And then I ended up actually converting to Judaism when I was a senior in college after I went through kind of a year of classes learning about Judaism. And I think that at that point in life, I thought that spirituality had to mean religion. And so that's why I kept investigating all the boxes, right? Like, okay, let's go to Buddhism, let's go to Hinduism, like let's go to each of the list. And then it wasn't really until after college and much later that I figured out, oh, there's actually spiritual practice out there that is undefined by a title or a box. And then as I kind of investigated one, it all started to unravel into a greater like toolbox of, you know, spiritual practice that I think continues to heal and bring me joy. And for context, I also am a teacher and have been a teacher in DC, which is like a bit of a tough scene. So
what grade?
I was high school math for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that that's what I wanted to be? I wanted to be a high school math teacher.
I think I've heard teaching come up. And
what do you teach?
No, you don't.
Like what? But what type of math?
I've done anything from pre-algebra all the way through prob stats and AP calc. But I will give you context that sometimes that means a little less math and a little more like life / sex education.
Oh my God. I would love that.
You know, we're struggling.
Because they're asking questions and stuff like that?
Yeah. And it's just, it's a challenging situation.
Oh man, that's a lot of
responsibility. I'm gonna stop myself before I say too much.
That's a lot.
They might be listening.
Oh my God, I'll ask you more questions afterward.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, it's lovely, but it's difficult work, and it's a lot of other people's trauma that you're dealing with and digesting as well. So then I only would dive deeper into all of this work to kind of repair myself from some of that, because it's like you might come to school on a Monday and like, I mean, children, teenagers openly are talking about sexual assault and death and murder, and there you might have active fire on your campus. And like, I mean, it is just a very challenging situation. And I think as that stuff was happening, this work really came to me in a profound way as well. And just continues to.
Yeah.
Because I think it allows me to have kind of a barrier of what I'm receiving, but still hold space for other people to share that, because
I think that's like the balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So what was I didn't know this stuff was going to come
up. No, this is good. This is what the show's all about, baby.
Love it.
What was your training? Like, how did you get to where you are now in practicing Reiki on other people?
Yeah, so there's three levels of training. So there is like a level one, level two Reiki master training, and you seek that from another Reiki master. And then I also have yoga training and some other kind of supplemental training. And then I have done training on meditation and yoga for communities of trauma. So how to bring that work kind of back to especially kids, but communities to heal and support them in addition to kind of, I mean, all of us have undergone trauma, you know, whether it was like being made fun of on the playground or like your mom's being arrested. Like, these are not,
right.
Yes, they're very different things, but that feeling that you're experiencing inside can be really similar and we can't necessarily compare. So it's like,
yeah,
this work just supports everybody in anything they're going through, you know?
Yeah,
definitely.
I love it.
This got to be a downer. I'm sorry.
No, okay.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah.
No, seriously, fascinating.
No, yeah. This is good. This is hashtag good shit.
Yeah. Should we talk about your experience?
I was going to say, should we reveal what things that I saw during
my session? Yes, please. I'm so curious.
By the way, I also liked the whole laughing thing that you had me do too.
Yeah.
I did not know, because that, what do you call that? Is that like a laugh therapy? That's a thing that exists, right?
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of that element in there. And it actually felt really good. I was like, okay, I have not done this before. This is gonna make me feel weird. And then I was like, oh, I'm actually laughing now for real. So anyway, so that was another cool element that I liked. So
and for context, with what I did with Delaney was essentially some visualization, like a guided meditation, some Reiki work, and then some breath work to help clear energy. So there's a little combo of a lot of practice.
And what are, so she said you burn sage?
Yeah.
Do you burn other things?
Palo Santo and sage usually.
What's Palo Santo?
It's another...
Sounds like someone hot you hook up with while you're studying abroad.
This is a great lead-in because I actually brought you
Palo Santo.
A gift. Oh, there's a couple of gifts, but Palo Santo is in here. How did you know?
Oh, thank you so much.
And I brought one for Lauren, too. But there is... Palo Santo is a bark, essentially. Like, it's from a tree.
Oh,
you can burn it. And they're just... They help clear energy. Like, the smells help clear. Sound can help clear. And then I also gave you guys an amethyst crystal.
Oh my god. Welcome to Los Angeles.
Amethyst in particular, I encourage people to put it in their water bottles and it can help break bad patterns or bad habits.
Oh shit, I need this. That is so funny. That's amazing. I love it. So wait, we put this in our water bottle?
So you, I invite you to experiment.
Yeah, I gotta get my
It won't work with that one.
Oh, I love that.
So this is the Palo Santo.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
This smells amazing.
I love that. That smells like I could eat it.
Yeah.
Like, is it edible or
not? Stop trying to eat.
I don't think so.
It's a snail.
It's wood, Delaney. My God. It smells like cinnamon a little bit.
Very delicious.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, so the guided meditation you did was kind of like I was floating down a raft, right? Ooh. And then you kind of, you're in the woods and then you see, like, you peek in 5 years to your future and you kind of see what your future looks like.
Oh.
And that was super weird because there was some things I was trying to force into my visualization and one thing that just was there very naturally.
What?
It was just me by myself. I don't know if that's good, but it was me by myself in a backyard that felt like mine. Maybe I was just on vacation. I don't know. But I was like sitting in a hot tub with like an infinity pool next to me with like a really pretty view with like either a glass of red wine or like warm tea next to me. I don't exactly know what it was, but that was like where it was the entire time. And I'm like, okay. And as it kept going, I was like, okay, who else is around here? Are you by yourself, Delaney? Please look around. Who else is in here? And I was trying to like force to see what else was going on. And I was able to, but it was just me there.
Interesting.
So I thought that was interesting. I forced myself to like look around and like, okay, Cam's walking in the backyard. Okay, there's Cam. And then it was like, oh, who else is, what about, who would I have over for dinner? And then I was like trying to picture people at my home for dinner and like, what about the podcast studio? And like, I was trying to do all that, but really just naturally, which was like me in a backyard by myself, like
living
very
your best life,
tranquil.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, Michelle, should I be worried? Am I by myself in 5 years? Have I ruined every relationship I've ever had? But then you kind of said it was pretty natural for people to experience that. Or how? Why is that?
Yeah, because I think that. I don't know if I have a clear answer, actually, but I think it's very common to see yourself and maybe like signs that other people are present, but really just see yourself. Because it's easier as well. The work of self-development is about self, right?
Right.
So it's like, right. I think it would be difficult for you to project Cam 5 years from now.
Right.
You might see a sign that he is in your life, but it probably is challenging to... Mm.
Yeah.
Focus on someone else's future. You know?
Oh, yeah. That was really interesting because that just popped up immediately, which I thought was weird. And then there was one point where you were touching near my head or on my eye or something. And like you told me beforehand that I might see some colors, which I was like, I probably won't see colors. And I saw like a very dark, sparkly blue.
What?
Yeah, I saw a very dark, sparkly blue. And then you mentioned that is connected to one of my chakras, yes. My neck or something.
Your throat chakra.
Chakra.
Yeah.
Which probably is the best one. I mean, but
what does that mean then?
Yeah.
So you have 7 main energy centers in your body, which are the chakra system, which stems from yoga philosophy as well. And each one's associated with a color. And a lot of other various things, but it starts from the root and kind of your pelvis, your legs, and then moves up like the rainbow. So it goes red through your crown chakra at the top is clear or white light.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
But then they associate, there's actually a whole thing out there, like the Archetype Diet is a book out right now, who writes about eating colored food for your chakras.
So it'll say
if you're wanting to open your throat chakra, you should be eating something blue, like go get blueberries. Huh. Or if you're, you know, needing to deal with things of your family or feeling like you belong, go eat some like red peppers or strawberries, something like
that. So wait, what does that mean about her throat chakra?
Yeah.
Just as she's got to...
This is my energy.
She's got to check it out. Pay attention to it. Like,
see a doctor.
Maybe you need more tongue when you're making out.
I got to see a doctor about my throat chakra.
What does that mean?
So it could mean that is where you're wanting to focus more energy. It could also mean that's just where it's powerful on you. It's kind of how Reiki works is it's a combination of what you're experiencing and then anything that comes to me and kind of how I'm experiencing your energy.
Okay.
So nothing in particular came up for me with your throat.
Yeah.
But that's also very normal.
Yeah. So well, my neck has been very painful the last couple of weeks. Like the back of my neck has been like really bad where I'm gonna go get a massage and stuff because it's like really painful. Uh-huh. And so maybe, I don't know, that's close to my throat. It's on the other side, but maybe.
But you know what's funny is like when I think about you and when I think about your energy, I think about you being like boisterous and being really enthusiastic about what you're talking about, and it's always like, you know, I wouldn't say you're a loud person, but you're like a very vocal. I guess
your
vocal,
laugh is loud.
Enthusiastic, like when you get going laugh. When you're talking about something on the podcast that you care about, you're like, you guys, like, and that's just true. So your throat, right?
Yeah, that's so true. And then I was like, oh, maybe it's because I kind of talk for a living and that's why my throat colors are popping up anyway.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Weird.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then what else did we discuss? I think I put notes in so I wouldn't forget.
So we talked about the grounding, we talked about your heart and how there was like such beautiful, powerful energy from Delaney's heart.
And she has such a good heart.
Like
we're very lucky.
She loves other people so much and that other people love her so much.
Accurate. She got a good old heart.
So nice.
We love her so much.
That is super nice. Let me see what else. Well, okay, there was one point. I was in and out of my head a little bit because, I'll be honest, I had to fart a little bit. And I was really trying not to fart.
You got to release. That's energy. That's energy.
Like, how many people are just like farting in front of you? And it's like, because I was like, oh my God, okay, please don't fart in front of Michelle. Okay, she's like seriously right next to you. Let's not do this. And then it would go away. And then I would be back up in the, you know, seeing.
Is that why you were uncomfortable?
And then, no, actually my back was in, it was in pain. And I think it's my back and my neck have been bothering me. Mm. I don't know why, but that really came up for me when we were doing the breathing and stuff,
yeah,
which was weird. It was like, I knew exactly where I was in pain. Everything else felt very like floaty. And then, yeah, so I gotta get my shit together with that. But yeah, so, you know, try not to fart. So I would just recommend, you know, maybe like eat something light beforehand.
Release it. That is the energy getting out right there. It's like tears, right? Like tears are your natural way of cleansing yourself. So farts are too.
Does that happen with people? Or no?
It doesn't not happen. Okay. You know, okay. I wouldn't say it's happening like every day.
You guys just kind of like keep going. You keep doing the guided meditation.
It's natural body process. That's my
pat their head.
The weirdest thing, you know?
Okay. Well, I apparently had to write a note of that for some reason. I guess it was important for me for you to know that.
I was going
to
say, like, you kept that part secret, that little gem.
If you notice I was uncomfortable for parts of it, that's what it was.
I love that Delaney's like, I'm probably not going to see color. That's so funny.
Yeah. Well, 'cause like that's never happened for any kind of other meditation or like yoga stuff. So I was like, I'm probably not one of those people. And then what else? You mentioned that you were seeing red energy. Felt red energy with me or something.
Yeah, I felt a lot of red and like positive energy and picturing just you dancing. And it's like your energy. Yeah. Dancing.
Was very she lively, dancing
very
well?
Fiery.
That wasn't her.
You know,
she's a great dancer.
There's something called either
it's like a
move.
Bit. It's like a bit, though.
I got three moves I can break out at a wedding.
She legit is like, she has good footwork. I'm serious. Oh. I've been on a lot of dance floors and I am impressed. She's a great dancer.
Yeah, thank you so much. So yeah, you mentioned the red.
Well, I was going to say, a recommendation to you was you need to dance as part of your movement. You
know? Yes, and I did that
like
today.
Like in your apartment.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I did that today because you were just like, yeah, even if you just like dance around with Maverick or something to start your day or as a break. So I did do that and it was very nice. And I try to do that when I think about it with just like some kind of movement. Yeah. But yeah, this made me realize I really need to start taking care of my body because I was in pain just like, you know, laying on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this is, you know, this is probably something that needs tending to. I need to really start making this more of a priority because it was so apparent for some reason during the breath work, which was really weird.
Which is interesting because you all are really in the line of healing the mind and you're neglecting the body. Like, it has to be equal parts, to connect both.
So. I sure am. And then you were talking about the masculine versus feminine
stuff with me. In your heart in particular, it felt like your masculine energy was so much weaker or softer than your feminine. So the feminine is the left side of your body. The masculine energy is kind of on your right side. So that's, I don't know if this is proven or not, but it's kind of, I like to think that the right side is why a lot of us are right-handed, because it's like that controlling, kind of scheduled take charge energy. So it felt like you have an opportunity to tap into that more, that you are very flowy and creative and like loving in that sense, but it's also a form of love to kind of take charge, make decisions, and be a little more assertive and tap into that a little more. What do you girls think of how Delaney does that in her relationships with you?
That's the only thing that surprises me, because I feel like Delaney, especially in our group, is very like, take charge, like, we need to get this done, let's schedule this, like, are so endlessly grateful to like everything you do that you take an initiative on, that we're like, oh yeah, we should do that.
Sarah and I are like, we just wake up like, let's do that.
So I don't know. And I mean, we've talked before about feeling like more of like a masculine energy sometimes and kind of trying to tap more into, I know I've dealt with that in therapy, like in my relationship, not being so masculine and being more feminine.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But like maybe, again, also I only see you like as a friend. I don't see you in your relationship actively like day to day. So
right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really picked up that like when it comes to work and business stuff, I'm very much like that, what Kelsey said. I'm like pretty take charge. Let's get shit done. I would say on the emotional side, is, or the, you know, maybe some personal relationship side is where maybe I should be a little less flowy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, like
maybe I'm like, okay, maybe there's more boundaries I need to be setting or something, because my instinct is like, I want to be everything to everybody at all times. And so that's what I kind of got from that. But who knows? It was quite fascinating.
So what's the final verdict? Would you recommend this? Would you do it again?
I would recommend you. You're my first experience and I really liked it. I really liked it. And I've never done, you know, the hands floating Reiki or anything, but I would highly recommend it. It was very nice. And yeah, it just feels like a really deep meditation and you feel very relaxed, after and very present and at peace. So yeah, it was very good.
That's amazing.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
You're awesome. You're so awesome. We love you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Yeah. I just can't wait for our listeners to hear this one. I feel like there's so much good stuff here.
I know. Yeah. And Michelle, where can people find you and your next events and your business, everything?
Oh my gosh. So you can find me. My website is vibratehighermovement.com. Social media at vibratehighermovement. And events in DC all of October. Saturday, I'm doing a complimentary yoga series out of Lululemon. On Sundays in October, I'm doing a Reiki series similar to what you experienced.
Cool.
And I have a workshop that is combining movement. It's 45 minutes of sweating, yoga, movement, and then 75 minutes of journaling, visualization, sharing.
Wow.
To kind of yoke that body and mind.
I love it. Did you watch my mind get blown?
So it's like we sweat to release all the energy we don't need, and then we channel new energy to manifest the goals that we want. So that is October 20th, and tickets are on Eventbrite and on my website.
Amazing. So DC Helpsters, go find Michelle.
Yes.
I know there's lots of you out there.
Yeah. I would love to be able to go to that. So best of luck with all of that. That's very exciting. So we are going to wrap up the show with kicking it over to Michelle to do a nice visualization for us. So if you are driving the car, pull over. Do not close your eyes on the road. You know,
walking, biking. All
biking. Get somewhere quiet or wherever you can. Sit down. And Michelle, let's do this.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about just the power of positive thinking and spreading love and light. So we're going to do just a little spreading light to ourselves, to each other. So if you want to close your eyes. Find a seat that's comfortable. Maybe shift your bottom a little bit.
Is it important to sit up straight?
So it actually is, because your energy runs through your spinal column. So that's part of why we ask people to straighten their spine, is to kind of maximize that flow of energy. Okay. You can bring your gaze downwards as your eyes are closed. And start to picture light. The brightest light you've seen. Brighter than the sun. Start to wash over you, starting at your toes. This light feels joyful, loving, supportive. Feel and see it wash over your calves to your knees, over your thighs to your pelvis. Up your torso, up your fingers to your shoulders. And up your head, you are fully engulfed in light and love. Send thoughts of love to yourself. Thank yourself for all you've done today, for taking this time to be mindful. And that same joyful love that you're showing yourself, sending to yourself, send it to the other people in this room. Picture that light and love washing over them. Send your best wishes for all that you dream of for their life, that they're joyful, that they're happy, that they're peaceful, that they're living their purpose. And now take that same energy and send it to all beings.
those you know, those you don't know, those who are near, those who are far. Just picture that love and that light washing over the world. Peaceful, joyful. Start to bring your attention to your breath and just deepen your breath some. We'll take three collective breaths together, inhaling through our nose and sighing out of our mouth. Modeling me, inhaling through the nose, sighing out of your mouth. Three more times. Final time. Start to blink your eyes open.
Oh, we're inside. So relaxed.
How do you feel? Does that bring some relaxation, some joy?
Stuff. Feel high. Yeah. That was great.
Now imagine that for 60 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Man, I wish I could go there. No wonder you still feel the way you do today.
Yeah.
Because I just feel that good, lasts. Dude. You need, when you guys are in D.C., you got to check Michelle's
That's
classes
a great
out.
Point. Yeah. Yes.
Because you guys go there a lot, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm not there until next year, but I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll both be there next year.
Yeah. Boom.
That'd be so fun.
Cool. Oh my gosh. Thank you.
You nailed it.
You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at Self Helpless Podcast. And you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there. Information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show. Our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and PO box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, KelseyCook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram, and ttomcomedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys
so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.